Pumpkin spice.
Pumpkin spice.
Starbucks unveiled it and released it back into the wild today. And that is straight from the home office in Granbury, Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, to my right hand, I have tonight's top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the top 10 signs that it is officially the start of pumpkin spice season. Top 10, here we go.
Number 10.
Number 10, Sundance Square Security has replaced their pepper spray with nutmeg. Aw. Experienced it this morning. It's quite pleasing.
Number 9.
Number 9. Hey, kids. Hey. Don't miss CBS tonight. The annual television airing of It's the Great Pumpkin Spice, Charlie Brown. What a classic.
Number 8.
Number 8.
Grab your lattes and sit down.
Pumpkin spice season, you know it is, because Andrew Luck just retired from the Indianapolis Colts, this time to become a pumpkin farmer.
Number 7.
You know it is, because there's that reported spike in the number of babies named Venti.
Number 6.
Florida man demanding that he only be arrested inside a Starbucks or in a Starbucks parking lot. There you
Florida
go.
Florida man or Florida millennial?
Very nicely done.
Number 5.
Number 5, sign you know it is definitely pumpkin spice season. It is that special time of year, Marley.
How's that?
It's that special time when the millennials actually act like they care about something.
They're all about it.
Number 4. It's that time of year also for the elder generation. It's time for Grandpa to freshen up his supply of pumpkin Old Spice, and for Grandma to slip into her comfortable new Dr. Scholl's pumpkin spice inserts.
Number 3.
You know they make them too. I'm sure they do.
I'm sure.
Number 3. Pumpkin spice, everything.
Teens are walking into Starbucks, you know, just to lick the top and the froth off the lattes.
Number two,
sign you know it's pumpkin spice season. The Trinity's got that nice orange tint to it.
Number one.
I think that's
just the Trinity.
And finally, the number one sign, it is start of pumpkin spice season. Hey, we're still 100 degrees here in Texas. Why the pumpkin spice not? Hey, very nice. Thank you very much. And to all the writers in our home office of Granbury, Texas.